We are learning with Sekhla Shuas Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We are starting 14 lines from the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots, going back to our Mishnah for a new topic in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where someone says he's not going to eat something and he ate something. I explained a few times already, the Chayav Malkus. Why? Because it's an action. You're doing a Maisa. I am eating something. I'm not going to eat. I'm eating something. How much do you have to eat to be Chayav Malkus? So usually, called Tarakula, to be Chayav Malkus, you have to eat a Kazayas. But our Mishnah has a Machloikus. One man of the Yama says a kazayis, one man says a kolshu. I'll read what Mishnah says again. It says, Shvuah shlo'ech v'al kolshu, chayiv divrei Rabbi Akiva. Even if you had a kolshu, you chayiv. Or m'loi Rabbi Akiva, heicha matzina v'al kolshu, you chayiv. You never find all of a Torah, kol Torah kul, you need a kazayis. Why should this be chayiv? Or m'loi Rabbi Akiva, heicha matzina v'al kolshu, you chayiv. You never find that someone says a dibur and he brings a carbon. Here, it's his dibur. She says, Madab may be carbon, and since it's his dibur, therefore when he says shloyechel, he means kolshu. That's daita shaladam, therefore don't go with the regular achil of kol tarakula. That's what Chayyot Rekiva and the Rabbanim. So the Mara shall like this. And Rekiva arguing kol tarakula also. Boilu, Rabbi Kiva, b'chol tarakula, k'rav shimon svirlei, the rechai b'masru, does Rekiva hold b'chol tarakula that you don't need a kazayas? Because there's really a sheet of Rav Shimon like that, the time of the Braisa. Rav Shimon says that, I'm pretty sure it's a Mishnah also, Masechus Makis, that says it, but here it's more first, I guess. Tanya Rav Shimon Aymer, kol shu l'makis, l'omru kazayas, elo l'inyan carbon. That Rav Shimon says in Masechus Makis that when it comes to b'chayim malkis, even if you're the kol shu b'chayim malkis, the holding kazayas is only got to be a carbon. So Lachol Moshim is Sinai that a carbon needs a kezayis, but etzem for a regular issue you have a kol shu already. So kol shu l'makas, so emu kezayis elin carbon. So now that's a rekiva shita. So v'dinu the bayil flug of alma really could have argued all over kol tarakula with the rabbanon that kol shu was enough. The idea come if the gehalcha why we're arguing by shvois lo yediacha koychon the rabbanon the afa gav diklamei mahol mafarish chayiv stam damin chayiv. You could have said that Rabbanu could have said, because you know, Rabbanu will agree. If I speak out, I'm not going to eat a kol shu. I need a kol shu. For sure, you're chayiv. So you see that if you speak it out, a kol shu, it's chayiv. So maybe here also, that's the stam das as well. So maybe the Rabbanu will agree here, you're chayiv, because stam das is on kol shu. Kamas lo on the patri. So that would be a reason why we said the machlokes in this case. But really, it's a machlokes called Tarakula. Oy duma. But I'm a Rabbanu's relay. Really, also the Rabbanon, they all over call to Kolinik Kazayis. Well, here the reason why it's Chayiv Kolshu. How Mafarish Chayiv Stam Mafarish. Since if you've been Farish Kolshu, be Chayiv Stam. Also, Stam Das of Adam is not on Shir Achil of Kol Terikulo, is on a Kolshu. So, like this, the question is: Rabbi Kifo says Chayiv Kolshu. Is it exclusively here by Shua because that's Daita Kol Adam, or he really holds Kol Terikulo about this that you Chayiv and Kolshu? I want we just argue by kol tarakula. When I say chish rabbanon, even here they argue it. Here you could have said daita yal kolshu. Even here he argues. That's the question. Tashima, it's refers to Mishnah that mechlek is only here. Tashima, the omru loy le Rabbi Kiva, they ask Rabbi Kiva, heichem atzinu ba'oichel kolshu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. Vim Isa, if he held kol tarakula, what are you asking? You ask Rabbi Kiva, you ever found the chayiv kolshu? Rabbi Kiva should answer, yeah, I found it in the kol tarakula, I found it. And the Mishnah says, they asked Rabbi Kiva, where do you ever find such a thing? And it seems like he agrees to it. He says, oh, here it's different. Toshman, the Omelet, Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Etzino Baich Kol Shu Chayiv, Zeh Chayiv, Vim Isa, if he held Bechol HaTarakula, that you Chayiv Bechol Shu ready, Leim Elu Ano, Bechol HaTarakula, Kerab Shimon Sfirili, I hold a Kerab Shimon Bechol HaTarakula, what's your Kasha? Zog the Gemara, that wouldn't be a Raya, why? The Vrem the Rabbanon Kamalu, maybe the Rabbi Kiva is answering the Rabbanon in their world. The brand the Rabbanon Kamalu. Lididi, you're right, Bechol Tarakula, Kerav Shimon Sfirili. I hold, your kasha isn't stocked. I always hold Kalshu. Even for you that I hold that Kal Tarakula is Kazayis, but Shavua is different. Lididhu, Oidili Mish, you might be at least, Helma Farish Chayiv. Since if you're a Farish Kalshu, you can be Chayiv a Shavua on a Kalshu. Stam Nami is his Das Chayiv. But Amalur Rabbanon, no, Lo, it's not his Das. His Das is to ask himself the regular Chilah of Kal Tarakula. Toshima. We're trying to bring another raya, and we're going to bring a raya attack one way or another. Let's see. Tashima, Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Nozir Shishoro Pitoi B'Yayin, B'Yeshbak Dil Tzarev Kazayis Chai. We know a Nozir is not allowed to drink wine. Now, Rabbi Kiva is Mechadish two things. First of all, he says that the share of drinking wine is not B'Ravias, it's B'Kazayis. Number two, he says that you can mitzarev Heter L'Isser. You're allowed to eat bread when you're nazir. You just can't eat wine. Here you soak your bread with wine. The bread is mitzarif, is combined for the shir kazayis. Nazir is a shar pita v'yayim. Yesh b'kadeh l'tzarif kazayis. Altogether it's a kazayis chayiv. You're a chayiv. So that's the memory of Rav Akiva. Now remember, Rav Akiva, if he holds that kol shehu is chayiv, what do you need a tzira for? If he always holds that kol shehu is an av, so a nazir that drinks a kol shehu of yayin should be chayiv ready. Lomali letzarif, why do you need a tzira? B'chlal, you don't need a hetam tzarif lister. It's a kol shehu is an av chayiv. So it's a raya, Rav Akiva holds you need a shir, but kol tari kula. That's kasha number one. Va'oid, tanan, we learned to the Mishnah, we'll be in the Mishnah later on. Shvua shloi oichel. Someone takes a shvua, he's not going to eat. He's not going to eat. Va'oichel nevelos v'treifos shkotzim v'remosim. He eats things that were usher already. Nevelos, treifos, shkotzim v'remosim, the entire bugs, which are anyway usher in our Torah. The loch is a chayef for the shvua. The shvua is chal on those things. Rav Shimon Poiter. And Rav Shimon says, no, you're potter. The shvua is not chal on those isurei Torah. Va'avinabon. The Gemara asks over there, Amai, chayef, mushma ha'asina v'hu. He already had a shvua, Mahar Sinai, not to eat these things. So how can a shvua be chal on that? And the Gemara has two mahalchim. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, Darwin, Tavayu, Bekoil, Dvar, Mam, Tarim, Dvar, Masurim. The case was, you said, Stam, shvua, shloyecha, I'm not going to eat anything, I'm going to fast. So since you're not going to eat anything, so you will koil other things that are mutter, and migu, that's chal, on other things, it's chal on avail, it's trepas also. That's why you're chayiv. Could talk about koil, and Rav Shimon arguing on koil, that would be the machlaikas, according to Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon. But Shlaka says, no, there's no such thing as Kaila by Shua. Shlaka's on my Havadim Pshah, beautiful Pshah. That we know, Nevelas Trefai Skotzim Moslem have a shear, either a barrier or the shear is a Kazayas. Here, he asks himself on a Kolshu or on a Chatzizayas. So that's Chal. Because the Chatzizayas and Nevela is not also, it's not Mushba Oimen. So here, it was Chal on the Chatzizayas. That was the case. Either the case was you mefarish, so clearly I'm making a shvua, I'm not going to eat a chatzis shir. So then, according to the Rabbanon, who says that you have to be mefarish, it's our Mishnah, usually it means kazayis, it's a shvua. But here, he's a mefarish, so there it's possible to be chal on the veil, because it's a chatzis shir. According to Rekiva, that person asks himself, even bestam, a kolshu. So that's what Shlokas is Mahalach, how you can be Chalam Veil Trefis. Here the Mahalach. The Veil Trefis is only Kazayis. Here, less is not Mushvayim. So the case was, I mean, it's Shvua on less. Either for Rabbanah is Mepharish, or for Rabbi Kiva, it's Dam. So what do you see over here? That Shlokas is naming on that Rabbi Kiva holds, the Veil Trefis is not Chayim and Kolshu. If he held, like Rabbi Shimon called Rabbi Kula, the Veil Trefis is also Osav Kolshu. So obviously, it does not hold of Rabbi Shimon. So we see two rayas. One raya from the Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir that says that Rabbi Kiva says Shara Pita B'Yayin, you are chayiv as hetem mitzarif. So what do you mean? What do you mean mitzarif? It's a kol shehu's enough. It's one raya. First raya from Rabbi Kiva. It's a gevaldik raya. And another raya that Rabbi Shlokas learned up Rabbi Kiva like that because he says because that signed that Mishnah of Shvua bin Chal on Nevelas Trefis, according to Rabbi Kiva, by Stam. L'chari, Nevelas Trefis also is Kol Shu. Teres says he learned that Rabbi Kiva did not hold a Rav Shimon. Elav, Shvami Nob, Ba'amak Rabbanon Tzvirle, Shvami Nob, Etzim Yehol Jidia Kazayis. Here's a special reason why Yechayev B'Kol Shu. That's what comes out. Here's a special reason why Yechayev B'Kol Shu. Why? Because it's Yeshua, and Yeshua means, Daita is Al Kol Shu. So it goes further, and the Mishnah says, Omlo Rabbi Kiva, Heichem Etzinu, and this is what we just saw in the Toshima, that they told Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean, you ever found? So now we're establishing that Rabbi Kiva agrees. Everyone agrees, you need a kazayis. So he asked Rabbi Kiva, all over Targum, you need a shear. All of a sudden, you don't need a shear. So the Gemara is going to ask that there are places where we find you don't need a shear. So what's the Gemara? Veloi, Varei Namala, ant. Veloch is viewed an ant, Yechayev fit. Aye, it's less than a shear. Yechayev mach is even less than a shear. An ant is very small, much smaller than a kazayis. So tomorrow that wouldn't be right. Bury your shiny. We're asking in a regular case, you need kazayis. Bury your shiny. For eating more, very hektish. If you eat hektish, you chayiv for me'ilo, even though it's not a kazayis. So tomorrow, be in a shava pruta. There you need at least a shava pruta. There is a shear there. There's no kol shu. You need a shava pruta. For eating more, very mefarish. If someone's mefarish kol shu, you chayiv kol shu. So what's our bottom saying? You never found it. You agree if you mefarish kol shu, you chayiv kol shu. So the Gemara Mefarish Nami Kiber Yadami, like Rashi explains, bury your time in Mayim Shum the Chashiv Kotz Choshev. Mefarish Nami Iu Achshve. He was Machshevit because he asked it on himself. So that's like a barrier. Freyti Gemara, Rei Afar, so makes a shvua not to eat Afar. And we thought that there it's Pashut, that's Kalshu, because it doesn't make sense by Afar to say that there's a Shir Kazayis. It's not something you eat. So you see here also, Chayav Kalshu, very Afar. So it must be Ela Tifshot, on top of Chavbez, Amanav, Tifshot Dibay Rabba, Shvuah Shlo Echol Afar. If someone says, I'm not going to eat Afar, Va'akal Afar, Bekama. Rabba wasn't sure if he'd eat Kazayis or Kalshu. Tifshot, I think Kazayis, because the Mishnah says, no such thing, that of a Kalshu. When the Rabbanan says impossible, is dafka something that's royal to eat, Karmina. The Rabbanan was saying, I never found in Kol Torah Kula that something is royal to eat. The shear is not a kazayas. The shear is always kazayas. Don't ask it from the mala, it's a beria. Don't ask it from farish, that's like a kibaria. Don't ask it from hektish, dir, shavu, pruta. I'm doing a regular isachila. You never find that it's not a kazayas. That was his kasha. And don't ask me from offer. Maybe offer is kosher. Offer is not midi dachila. Earth, you know, sand is not midi dachila. The halacha is, if you say koinim kikar zu'alai, even that kikar is tiny, a tiny roll, it's the size of an ant. If I say koinim kikar zu'alai, it's chal. It's chal v'kalshu. So you see, it's shayach isachil v'kalshu. So the word koinim is not mikir v'farash dami. Koinim is also v'farash dami. Why? Because the Rashi says, if you say in a maskar b'ashur machila, you're not saying achila, kalshu kama. You're saying here, this item, you're not saying anything about achila. And therefore, you don't say the word achila, so it's like mefaris on kalshu. So therefore, even though you find other places, there's always an excuse for that. And therefore, the Rabban Torah Rekiva, here he said, shvo shlo oichel. Oichel means kazayis. Where do you find kol Torah kula? Oichel doesn't mean kazayis. And that Rabbi Kiva answered, here, stam das of a shvo is different. And since it's coming, idea is shvo, therefore, it has nothing to do with achila of a Torah, has to do with his das. And his das is, nemashu. And we said, for the Mishnah Lamelach, the Rabban hold, that a person's das is like achila of a Torah, which is a kazayis.